Mrs. Ogg?
Yes, dear?
The Amanda says you don't understand. She says they won't be trying to outstare one another.
Magrat was bored. She'd never been bored when she was a witch. Permanently bewildered and overworked, yes, but not bored. She kept telling herself it'd probably be better when she really was queen, although she couldn't quite see how. In the meantime, she wandered aimlessly through the castle's many rooms, the swishing of her dress almost unheard above the background roar of the turbines of tedium. Hum, drum, hum, drum, hum, drum, hum, drum. She'd spent the whole morning trying to learn to do tapestry, because Millie assured her that's what queens did, and the sampler with its message, "God's bless this house," was even now lying forlornly on her chair. In the long gallery were huge tapestries of ancient battles, done by previous bored regal incumbents, and it was amazing how all the fighters had been persuaded to stay still long enough. And she'd looked at the many, many paintings of the queens themselves, all of them pretty, all of them well-dressed according to the fashion of their times, and all of them bored out of their tiny, well-shaped skulls. Finally, she went back to the solar. This was the big room on top of the main tower. In theory, it was there to catch the sun. It did. It also caught the wind and the rain. It was a sort of drift net for anything the sky happened to throw. She yanked on the bell pull that in theory summoned a servant. Nothing happened. After a couple of further pulls, and secretly glad of the exercise, she went down to the kitchen. She would have liked to spend more time there. It was always warm, and there was generally someone to talk to. But noblesse oblige, queens had to live above stairs.
End of CD 2.